Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome to the last episode of Breaking Beauty for 2023. We're coming in hot with a brand new episode, and this is a milestone for us, Carlene. I mean, we haven't missed a week of new content all year. High fives all around. We even had tons of bonus episodes this year, so we really did that.
Woo! Good for us for not slacking, honestly. We did not do any reruns this year. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Actually,
we work too hard. We're doing too much.
Who's the boss? We always say that. Who's the boss around here? Turns out it's us. But I definitely am excited for our episode today. It's a pod swap with fellow podcasters, Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Machio from the mega popular Gals on the Go podcast. But before we get into that chat today, Carlene, I need to know, you know, we're recording this a little bit in advance, but what are your days after Christmas usually look like? I need to know.
Usually it just looks like a bomb went off and there's a lot of like wrapping paper. Well, that's more like Christmas morning. And then my husband, who's like a quicker picker upper, he comes along with the blue recycling bag and like bags everything up. So there's just like remnants lying about. And then there's me sitting on the couch, usually on my phone. I hate that I said that. And I'm sipping eggnog. I am a fool for eggnog.
That's amazing. Well, I have to agree. Like in every family, there's always the person who's the blue bag obsessive. Like,
yes.
Like my brother, it's literally like people are still unwrapping presents. He's got the blue bag out. And bless him, he just can't sit still. So he's like, you know, putting that gorgeous wrapping paper in and the bows in the garbage and the wrapping paper in the recycling. And I'm like, dude, yeah, bro, just chill. It's like, let me put an air tag on this gift card before it freaking like ends up in the landfill.
So anyway, as you all know, we are Jill and Carlene. We are two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. We are entering into our seventh year, which is incredible. We're all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty around here. But today, we're going to let loose and just have some fun.
Yeah, we may have some new listeners tuning in because this is a pod swap with Danielle and Brooke from Gals on the Go. So we are on their feed this week. We're saying yay or nay to trends like tooth gems. And we dropped some of our favorite products for 2023 that we really hadn't had an opportunity to talk about yet. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're also looking ahead to 2024 trends. It's really, really fun. Yeah, really fun chat. We sat down with them in person when we were in New York. And a little bit more about Danielle and Brooke, if you're not familiar, I actually got to know them when I went to Miami on a press trip with Revlon back in I believe that was in June of this year. And of course, you know, podcasters, we always kind of gravitate toward each other. And they were like, oh, my God, you had Matilda Jerf on the show. And then we were just, you know, hitting it off. Mm. And I really appreciate the community that these women have built. And I think that they're just having so much fun also together. And they started out as YouTubers independently creating content. And then this podcast is they've had for several years now, Gals on the Go. It's a weekly lifestyle podcast that highlights conversations about, you know, just early adulthood and everything that happens, you know, friendship, work, social media, relationships, family, dating, like all of that stuff.
Adulthood. And they come together. Yeah.
Yeah. Coming together to talk about it. And they have a really strong community.
Absolutely. I mean, they've been topping the charts for years, honestly. And
yeah,
I like to think of it as like an Audible Sex in the City in a way, you know, mm-hmm. just the kinds of adulthood things that they're talking about and going through. So we had a lot of fun in this episode where we're talking about how New York City girlies get it done, where to go to get the best facials, where to get your glam done, how to get a deal on the best style, because they are style girlies. They always look so fine when they do their live events, which, by the way, they get so many people coming out to. It's a real show. So they really give us those insider tips on New York City girl style.
We also, of course, get their top shelf musts, including their best self tanner. Danielle shares the one barrier boosting moisturizer that she swears really helped her with her acne.
And of course, every single product mentioned will be linked over on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. Be sure to follow our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Welcome, Brooke and Danielle. Macy's is sponsoring our show today. So we're talking about where New York girlies get it done these days and some things never change. Macy's will always be a staple in the heart of New York City style. So where else to shop for New Year's Eve looks, especially if you're on a budget. And here's the proof. I double dog dare you to jump onto Macy's.com/ownyourstyle right now. You can shop by category, by all kinds of occasions. Let's say you're looking for ski wear or wear to work trends. And my personal favorite, the going out shop. Okay, here's just a small sampling of the gorge things you can find in here. A feather front strapless top. It's black. It's so cute. $59. Mermaid green sequin strappy mini dress. This is so Kendall Jenner. It looks like liquid on her. $69. They're practically giving it away. There's this Rachel by Rachel Roy mock neck fitted sweater dress. It has like a twist detail at the waist. It's this bright red color. We all know how much red is the vibe this season. It's so slick and frankly looks expensive. It's $111 on sale right now. Then, of course, we've got the most stunning lip options. I'm really feeling Bordeaux this season with like a beige eye or camel, Dior, Chanel, Tom Ford, or just a touch of sheen in that color, like Clinique Black Honey. I mean, chef's kiss. And remember, Macy's is often having little sales and promo codes, even on these luxury beauty brands. It's like a best kept secret, but we are not gatekeeping. So check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to find your New Year's Eve and New Year's looks. And now back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To the show.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel beautiful.
We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. Brooke and Danielle, we have the gals on the go. They're sitting down for us. They are not on the go. We're going to chat with them. We've trapped them in this room for an hour. We're going to get all of their secrets. So, okay, if our audience isn't as familiar with this dynamic duo, tell us how you started like podcasting together.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here and sitting in one place. We are not being held captive. We actually wanted to be here with these two lovely ladies right here. So, Brooke and I have both been doing YouTube for over 10 years now, and that's how we met originally.
Yes, and we ended up at college together. I'm 2 years older, so I was in my junior year of college. Danielle was in her freshman year. We were traveling a lot for work on the weekend, so we were full-time students during the week, sorority life, going to the football games, doing everything. But then on the weekends, we would often go on trips for social media and kind of were living like this Hannah Montana double life of sorts. So then we did that for a full year. After that, we kind of wanted a project together because we had everything separate, but we were kind of doing the same thing essentially just on our own. And we decided a podcast would be the perfect way to do it.
Amazing.
So Gals on the Go was born and we've been doing it since 2018. So yeah.
Wow. It's been so did you work fun. Together when you traveled on the weekends or apart? You were just,
we
you had
it
different
was like
jobs.
For, we went to this event called StyleCon, like conventions and
yes.
stuff like that,
yeah.
similar to BravoCon, but
yeah.
for, you know, influencers. And we were definitely starting to become known as like the besties. Like they wanted a picture with Brooke and I.
Okay.
Or like our friends would tell us, you guys have such good banter. Like you guys need to create something together.
Right.
And we were definitely characters, if you will, in each other's videos. But yeah, we were always just helping each other, like taking each other's content. So mm-hmm. that's why we wanted something together.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
great.
So fun.
And if people want to dive into like listening to your show, what's a good place to start? Like, do you have mm-hmm. one episode that like has popped off and like kind of really is like, characterizes you all and really is kind of like a great starting point? Or
that's such a good question because I feel like we have so many like lingo things or people like
yeah.
can explain
yeah.
this joke or something. We need like a glossary.
We
honestly
should create a Gals yeah. Lingo glossary.
We should. But we have one I know from a few years ago that was like allow us to reintroduce ourselves.
Yes.
Where we get into like our whole backstory, like
okay.
where we grew up. Because people like they, you know, they're like, wait, where are you even from?
Yeah. How do you guys know each other? If you're
yes.
in different states,
yeah.
like I don't understand.
Okay.
And then a few of our other notable episodes are our late night Grease episode, our Grease trip.
Yes.
That we refer to that one a lot. We
oh.
you know, Gals on the Go, we brought our podcasting equipment on our Grease trip.
Oh, I love
stuff
that.
Like that. It was
yeah.
so funny. Got locked out of our room. Like things just
it was a crazy
happened.
Time. Yeah. A lot of our trip recaps, I feel like. Like we go on really fun trips with
right.
friends who do social media and friends.
Yeah.
yeah. Got to keep up
yeah.
with the travel
yeah.
aspect.
Yeah.
Guys.
Well,
yes.
on the go.
yeah. Well, that's how I met you. Both of you was
Yay!
In Miami
yes.
on the Revlon trip.
It was so
it
amazing.
Was so great. And I have always been a drugstore Revlon girly. And I just felt like it was just so fun for them to like reintroduce
yeah.
everybody and get that color stay moment going. And like,
oh my God.
It was just such a fun group. It
I
really
mean,
was.
The Edition
yeah.
Hotel, like
yeah.
all the nice restaurants, Sexy
yeah.
Fish. Like,
yeah.
That place
yes.
was incredible. I went back to Miami and I went back to Sexy Fish and brought my friends.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm going again. And I told my friends, I was like, okay, guys, like we're going to a restaurant called Sexy Fish. And they were like, no, we're not. And I'm like, no,
trust
I promise. Trust me, it's going to be fun. We're going to take
it's
some
a great
risks.
Name. It's, I love
yes.
that name.
Yeah. It's really fun. Anyway, Gals on the Go. In Miami, it was awesome.
Yeah. Was
now I have a question for both of you because as podcasters, we've all been doing it for a while. How do you feel about podcast reviews? Do you guys read them? Do you not pay attention to them? What do you think?
Do not look at them.
Yeah,
I've never
yeah.
looked.
Yeah, if people have feedback, like they've constructive feedback, yeah. I feel like we're more receptive via DM.
Yeah,
or
like
we'll take
yeah.
it there.
Yeah, and people share that, which is great.
Yeah,
for us, like it's just. Not a constructive criticism place. It's more so just
and
like,
I feel
yeah.
like people don't have a profile on there so they can
yeah.
just say whatever they want. So we have I just don't wish to look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Spotify, they don't even have a review section.
I know.
Anymore.
That's really interesting. And mm-hmm. so many more people are like listening there. So
yeah.
I think it is like a safer space in a way. Like
yeah.
for like you can't really
do you guys read your
yeah I definitely have in the past, and I agree if it's constructive
in the past yep.
yeah but you know I talk like a Valley girl, that's not news to me.
Exactly. So yeah. just, like okay thanks.
Why do I need to have them tell me I say like every 5 minutes? I already
precisely
know that.
Yes,
but anyway,
it's true, it's true. Yeah. So we wanted to talk to you gals. I was going to say you guys, you gals.
Definitely call us gals.
Everyone
our
calls us the gals.
Do that,
no, seriously,
yeah.
it's all, like people address emails. Hey, gals, come. Like, yeah. it's a thing. Yeah.
I'm glad you did
I love that.
That.
So we wanted to ask you about shopping because, ooh. You know, you are the gals on the go. So do you tend to shop more in New York or when you're in a different city? And like, what have you picked up lately? Give us some
I
tips.
Love this
is so Danielle. Like, I know she's like the shopping queen. I feel like whenever I'm going to make a big purchase, like I bring you with me. Or
yes,
I'm like, yeah.
Vice versa, though.
Yeah.
I'll make you like hype me up for
yeah,
something.
Yeah. We're like shopping buddies. I feel like it's like, yeah. ooh, I'm coming. I remember when I went with you to get like your bracelet, like you made
yep,
the big Cartier purchase.
Bracelet.
And it was like, I was like, oh my God. Because you get the secondhand like thrill of the shop.
Serotonin. Yes.
It's so
yeah.
fun, actually.
Yeah. yeah.
Highly recommend doing
yeah.
that.
It really is so fun. I forget what I've done with you, like big shopping wise, but I know you've come with me for like a Bottega bag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the Prada shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really do
now,
hit me up.
Do wow. you do the thing oh. where you like to buy, like if I were to invest in something big that was Prada, I mm-hmm. would buy it in Italy. I'd want to buy it in Italy because
oh,
they're from Italy.
Yes.
Like we're going to Paris. We're already talking about what we're going to buy from Chanel.
Oh.
Do you do that where you kind of try to, like wherever you're going, you try to get
I'd
you,
like to say
something
that.
That's made there?
No, but. I'd love to say that. I haven't been to Europe in like 4 years. So I
you
have.
You brought your
yeah.
last Prada bag in like Orlando, right? After
perfect.
Disney,
okay. then.
Mall, so, my parents have a place in Florida. I was like, all right, well, let me just go
yeah,
shopping here.
I love shopping in Florida.
Oh, I love
it's
that
the
idea.
Best.
Yeah, no,
well,
that's
a souvenir moment.
Like. Yeah. Part of it for me has been because we come from the magazine world, we would
definitely.
Generally, it was press trips that would bring us out there. So,
right.
like, sometimes we go to Italy or Spain and, you know, I'd research and be like, okay, Loewe here or whatever.
Right.
And I think sometimes the idea was like, it can be less expensive in that
yeah.
if it's yep. in the home country. And I know here, like sometimes it's different taxes. So, you know, there's all these like hacks to try to figure out. Although I did look this up and apparently the cheapest place to buy Chanel in the world is the UK, not France.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That
that's what I've heard. Don't quote me on it.
All
but
right.
No, so I actually heard this. Where people go to yeah from Paris, whatever, to buy Hermes because it's like easier to get to. Like
yeah.
there's a crazy
oh.
waiting list and stuff
yeah.
in the US.
Well, yeah. best selection for sure. And it's
yeah.
like a souvenir, right? Which is the
yeah.
other fun thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And to your question about like shopping in New York versus when we travel. So now that we live in New York, we have some great shopping here that
yes.
I shop here. And then, for example, we were in Chicago recently for our Gals on the Go live shows. And my mom and I did a whole shopping day and I didn't buy one thing because I was like, oh, we have that in New York. We have that
yeah,
in New York,
yeah.
you know. And but it was nice because I just got to focus more on like the exploring and eating
yeah.
and stuff like that. Whereas I used to be like shop, shop, shop. And my suitcase thanks me for that.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't
do you
know.
Guys do the sample sales here?
No. I'm so impatient.
What's the deal? I need to know.
Carlene's a big sample sale girl.
I mean, they're incredible.
Always look them
oh,
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done a few. I did yeah. an Alice and Olivia one once and they're good. But the try-on situation, if we're talking
yeah.
clothes. The try-on situation, it's like a communal try-on. It's mm-hmm. kind of like
oh,
you need
my
to
worst
like
nightmare.
No, you need to like wear things that are like you
body
feel comfortable
suit.
Being
yeah.
around other
leggings.
People.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leggings. And
yes.
you put the pants on over the leggings.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta get real strategic.
People come prepared. I didn't that was my first one. So
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. They come like, you know, ready to just be naked. Like
yeah.
everyone's just flinging coats everywhere
oh, yeah.
because it's just but I think that if you shop them strategically, it can be smart. There's also a thing. That I always see. I forget the name
they
of it.
They wait in line for you?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
yes.
know the name.
Jill was telling me about this.
I'm interested.
Yeah, it's like a task rabbit, kind of.
Yes.
And you can like get them to wait for you.
Because
the line is the worst part. It could
yes.
be hours. They're wrapped around. We always
yeah.
drive by it. Like
we're like, oh, ha-ha.
Yeah, wrapped around the block.
It's true.
It's very okay. New York City coded, though. Very like Sex in the City, waiting in line at a sample sale.
Yes.
I love the idea of it. Like recently there was a Ro sample sale. There was a Kate sample sale. I mean,
yeah.
like there's some good sample sales
yeah.
here in the city.
Yeah.
So where do you shop then?
Oh,
what are
that's a good question. The
name drop a few
yeah.
places.
I'm wearing J. Crew today. I'm big into J. Crew recently. And I've also been loving this brand, Cézanne.
Oh,
we
yeah.
talked about
oh,
them
yes.
recently. They're I think they're
great
also
sweaters, knitwear.
Yeah.
yeah.
Incredible. I'm starting to like get more into like the quality of the clothes. Not that I won't shop at like a Zara, but yeah. I'm like, this piece will last me season over season. This sweater is not going to fall apart in the wash.
Right.
So yeah. That's kind of what I'm about these days. Well, clothes, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm also very on board with J. Crew right now. Mm-hmm. It is seriously just incredible. I think both of us could speak Revolve girlies.
Like, oh, yeah.
Also, I've been dabbling in Moda Operandi for some of the nicer pieces. And then Aritzia. Aritzia is always a go-to for denim. I love Canadian. Madewell, Good American. Wait, what did you say? Oh, Canadian. Yes, of course.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
No, I love that.
I liked when I went to Canada and I shopped at Aritzia and Lululemon there.
Yeah.
Because they like it's the same
more
price.
Selection.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
For us, I think it's a better deal.
Yes. It is. Yes. Definitely.
I don't worry about that.
100%. Danielle, name check your outfit today. What are you wearing?
Lululemon just came out with this new line of more basics. This is Lululemon.
It looks like Skims.
It literally feels like it. It feels so incredible. I love this color.
Okay.
Skirt. I'm going to describe it. It is a chocolate brown, kind of like turtleneck bodysuit potentially.
Kind of, yeah.
Wait.
Okay. It's a bodysuit.
Yeah. And a brown leather skirt and brown knee-high boots. It's all about brown this year. Yes. We all know that.
Yeah. Brooke and I are both into just like pairing a ton of neutrals together and it just looks okay. I'm really into brown tights. I have this new discovery with like, because when I'm wearing a brown outfit, the black tights just contrast in a weird way.
Totally.
So I just on the whim bought brown tights and then I was really excited about it. Skirt is Revolve, belt is Zimmerman, and then shoes are Dolce Vita. They're like a pointed boot.
Love it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Love it. And we already got this off the mic, but Brooke's wearing a really cute black, nubby boucle.
It's beautiful.
Dress.
I love this material because I feel like it's just like forgiving. You know? Like it's like
thick.
It's not body.
Boucle is the best. It's giving like 90s supermodel Chanel runway.
Don't hide me up too much. Thank you.
And she has a cute little hair bow in the back.
Yes, an Amazon hair bow. I got like a 4-pack. Of these.
Is it a clip or did you tie it around?
No, so I did a hair tie, like a clear elastic, and then I like clipped it right on top.
I love it.
You might be able to see the clear elastic now that I'm saying that. Like I feel like it's like behind it kind of showing. Here. Yeah, I'm into the tights look situation too. I don't even know where these are from. Maybe Amazon or something.
Mine are literally Amazon,
And then the pointed toe.
I know. A lot of slingbacks, they're out.
Yes.
Love them.
I figured today was the day to wear them.
They're so nice.
They can beauty gals.
I thought J. Crew, maybe the comeback of J. Crew had to do with Jenna Lyons being on The Real Housewives.
Oh,
no.
And I was like, maybe that, you know, when it's like
sometimes,
in the air, but you don't really put the connection together. I was like, maybe that's why it's coming back. But then before we jumped on the mic, you guys told me about the new creative director, Olympia.
Olympia Gayot.
I just started following.
Yeah, Olympia Marie. I've been following her for a while now. And she throws back to the 90s catalogs a lot. And she puts her vision board stuff on. And the way she layers the pieces are really great.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's like a lot of like
classic
menswear tailoring, but then, you know, making it look kind of feminine as well. And she's got like... great hair, like curly long blonde hair. Anyways, I just love her whole vibe. It's great.
Me too.
She's
great
follow. Stunning. Yeah, I think I followed her because of you.
Yeah, we're putting everybody onto this.
It's funny. I
sponsor
have
it.
A quick use anecdote. Code. Yes.
Use yeah, code Breaking Beauty on J. Crew.
That would be great. It's so funny.
Go ahead and try it.
When Brooke and I first met, we were both really obsessed with J. Crew, but it was like a different era of J. Crew, like very preppy Vineyard Vines era.
Bright.
So now that we're both wearing J. Crew again, it's so funny.
Yeah. It's really full circle. A totally different J. Crew. Could
totally
be totally different store. Yeah.
They've done a great job. She's done a
I
great
always
job.
Felt like Banana Republic could do that. And I feel like they've come back a little bit, but I was like, just hit that Friends era.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you in partnership with EveryPlate. If you're looking to budget your food expenses this holiday season, you can get more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit, and that's EveryPlate. Their meals are 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so ditch the takeout to save money while still enjoying fresh and satisfying meals. EveryPlate, they provide plenty of delicious variety, so you'll never have to stress over what's for dinner because they have 26 tasty, affordable, quick and easy recipes that change every week. So it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day, like breakfast 24/7, 15 minutes or less meals, feel good food, and big batch faves. Plus, you can add even more delicious options to your order with more than 25 convenient sides, breakfast items, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. And not only does EveryPlate save you money, but they save you time because EveryPlate means you'll make fewer trips to the grocery store with meal options that are ready in 6 simple steps, which is great for novice chefs like me. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door, so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time resting and relaxing over the holiday season. And great news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal, plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering our promo code 49BREAKINGBEAUTY. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. Once again, get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal, plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49BREAKINGBEAUTY. That's the numbers 49 and Breaking Beauty all together. Use that promo code and the subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. And thanks to EveryPlate for being a show partner. Okay, for our listeners who are loving fashion, but they're on a budget, what do you make of these apps that are kind of cropping up that make it easier to for people to like swap pieces and wardrobes, renting? Like, I know in New York, it's Pickle. I feel like everybody is talking about that. So that's like peer-to-peer clothing rentals. Have you used it?
I literally did 2 drop-offs this morning.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Yep. Tell me everything.
I am seriously so obsessed. I believe you can use it nationwide, but it's very specific to New York. I think a lot of the girlies in New York are using it, so it's really helpful. I love it because it's very well curated. I don't think it's purposely. It's just the demographic they've brought in. It's like, you know, Simkai, it's Cult Gaia, that kind of vibe of brands, which I really like. So it's very elevated pieces, but you're renting them from like $40 to $90. I mean, you could be renting like a $600 dress, but it's, you know, $50, which I'm obsessed with. So I've been really loving that. And it's so nice. You can set it up where it's, you can either do drop off, like personally, like a handoff, or like I do courier. So they set up like an Uber Eats driver or something to pick it up from you. So you don't even have to, you know, have any social interaction. Yeah. They just pick it up from you and take it to the person. And I also am lending out pieces from my closet that I spent a good bit of money on. I don't want to sell, but I want it to still have more lives. So it's incredible. Wow.
And about when you get it back and it smells like cigarette smoke?
Good question.
Does that happen?
So you can also set all these different settings. You can say they need to have it cleaned or you do it. I set it as I'll clean it because I know how I want it to be dry cleaned, everything. And then you can kind of control the timing because they also have to pitch like, I want it for this amount of days. And I'm like, okay, well, you're going to get it cleaned in that amount of days. So it's better for me to just be like, okay, you give it back to me, then I'll get it dry cleaned myself.
Right.
And then you make the price a little bit higher on your end so that it, you know, helps with the
closet sharing.
It's so genius. But I'm really loving it.
Must have been invented by a woman.
Yes, it was.
Had to have been.
So it's called Like Pickle.
No, it's just Pickle.
Pickle.
Pickles.
Oh, sorry.
the word
we say like so much that it.
I mean, it could be like pickle. No, it could be. I'm not opposed.
I don't know the meaning behind pickle though.
I was gonna say.
I actually need to ask.
Yeah.
With the swapping of.
I really, it better not be one of those things like I'm in such a pickle I have nothing to wear.
That's totally what it is.
That would probably tell you the woman who started it is like my age with the dad jokes.
Wait, I feel like that's definitely what it is.
That makes a lot of sense. I need that to roll out everywhere, and I just feel like it's so much more democratized than even like Rent the Runway, and like because you can literally search. You're like, I am looking for this Simkai dress, and somebody around the corner has it.
It's incredible. Like last night we went to a holiday soiree and I wanted like a fabulous dress. So I wore this dress that Meghan Markle's actually worn before.
Oh,
I don't know how to pronounce the name. It's P-O-S-S-E is the brand. Posse.
Okay.
And I was just so excited and I just rented it for like $45.
I love that.
Okay. I'm obsessed with that idea.
Haven't gotten on that
yet. You need to though. It's so fun. You have to get beside the point that like you're sharing it with other people. And just,
I'm fine with that. Because I do the like Rent the Runways. We love Fashion Pass. I like that one because it's unlimited swaps.
Yeah.
So for us, we always do stuff like on camera and stuff. So it's nice to constantly have a fresh wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys Rent the Runway at all?
Yeah.
I haven't done it. It's not as economical. And it's just like a little harder to get going. And I feel like the brands they have aren't as good.
No, I've done Rent the Runway once, but we love Fashion Pass.
Yeah.
Fashion Pass. Okay. I'm into that as
and
well.
Newly people like too.
Newly's that's really popular. Yes. You're so right. A lot of my friends do Newly because it's like work and fun clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
Wow. This is like a part-time gig. It's like getting your wardrobe ready. So I think we need to get into some beauty.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. So tell us where the places to go in New York are, first of all. Like, where are the places to go to get your hair done? Mm-hmm. Do you guys get facials, like treatments?
Oh, we can go down all kinds
hair.
Of
hair.
Yeah. Like glam.
Okay.
Same hairdresser. And she does a lot of influencer type. Like she has a salon, actually. It's called Rulon Salon.
Okay.
And her name is Mads Hair. Well, that's what I call her. But Madison Rulon is her name.
Okay.
And she's excellent. And the salon is so great. It's in the Lower East Side. Great location.
She's amazing. And like, you know, she does my hair, which, well, it's a little bit darker now. But she does blondes. And then she also does brunettes and like glazes. Great cuts. Like, everyone in that salon is amazing. I'm always recommending people there and they're always happy. So right in the Lower East Side. And that's new. She just opened the salon this year. And we actually had her as a guest on the podcast.
She came
out. Nice. We love Madison.
Go too.
And then glam is like having its moment, you know, for certain events. I'm sure you guys know, but like for certain events and stuff, we'll get our makeup done. Mm-hmm. We have a couple like makeup artists that have become our friends. And then also we use them for makeup, like cam.artistry on Instagram.
Okay.
Her name's Kat. She's one of our favorites. Have to shout her out. One of our good friends, Kellyanne, Makeup XKA.
Yeah.
She's great.
I've been following her on Instagram.
She's incredible.
Yeah. She does really great work. I think she just did like masterclass or something
like
that. Yeah.
At Nordstrom.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. And then there's so many like hair people. Like if you're like going to an event, I mean, it's not cheap by any means.
Yeah.
But that's always really fun. But then facials. I like to get hydrafacials a lot.
Okay.
I go to Everbody. It's like Ever-Body. They have them throughout the city. Like
facials. I feel like I'm not crazy into facials. I kind of struggle with acne. So like I always get nervous for the facials and stuff. Because I'm like, is it going to bring it all to the surface?
Okay. So it's Sophie Pavitt is like
she's right down here. She's on the Lower East Side. I haven't had a facial
from
her.
What's her like tagline thing?
She's like, we called her like the acne whisperer. Yeah. We gave her that, I think.
Oh, wow. And so if you look at her Instagram, it's like before and afters, before and afters, before and afters. And it's like over time for people with acne. And they're just
amazing.
It looks like their face has a filter on it. Like they are transformed. So if you have a concern like that, she is like, she's the one we know of.
Yeah,
we don't live here, but
she just launched a skincare line and now it's being sold at Goop. She's like really making moves.
Oh,
and I just love her because like she's from the UK. So she like gives it to you straight, but there's also no judgment. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and she just does great work. I really recommend her for sure. And I think it's around here. I can't remember the street.
I know. But, I've seen her everywhere recently.
I'm interested. I feel like I need to be consistent with the facialist. That's the other thing. I've tried like here and there, like celebrity facialist, whatever. And I'm like, my skin's just worse for a week, but I feel like I need to go to the same person and kind of like work
on it. She'd be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm interested.
Okay. So we found out where you get hair done. We found out where you get your facials done. Do you do any like treatments? Like
That's Brooke.
Does do like Botox or fillers or anything or lasers?
Brooks are Botox.
Oh, resident Botox. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Well, we like lymphatic drainage massages.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
We both do that. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a
Rise Up Dom, Beauty.
Rise Up Beauty. Yeah. She's great. She comes to your house.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, it's amazing. She comes. She has like a whole table. You know, she has like the.
Dream.
It's like a jacket type situation that you sweat in. What is that called?
Like a sauna blanket, sauna wrap, something.
Did you see the one Jennifer Aniston had and it looked like a snowsuit?
No, but like, oh my gosh.
And I don't know. Do you notice a big difference?
Yes, I've seen a big difference, but not like over time. Like I would say, you know, like if it's before an event or before a trip or something, like a lot of people do it before their bachelorette trip or
you
know, like a big event, like a wedding or something. It does make me feel better. I feel like it like helps get things moving, not to be TMI, but
because you feel like your stomach like gurgling.
Yes.
Oh,
really?
I literally hear my stomach gurgling when I get these massages. Wow. Like, because they do like a whole like motion, like it's the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're supposed to do with like babies who are like colicky or like have, you know, they're constipated or whatever. You do like the massages.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I also love going to the face gym. Have you guys ever been?
Yes. In LA, I've been.
Yes. I know it, but I haven't been.
I love it. Sometimes if I'm in a pickle. I often like my walk back home. I walk past face gym. I'm like, do you guys have any appointments? Like, I'm just feeling bloated. I need.
Yeah.
And they go to town. They have a few different options. I do the signature hands facial where they don't use that like electrocutie thing because it just makes me. She uses it. They do it. It just makes me feel really uncomfortable and I want to feel comfortable during it. So they just do even more hand massages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really snatches you.
It does.
Yeah. Like if
you see
are,
difference.
If you, it's like sculpting. I really agree with
but
that.
But it's also like
a temporary.
For like your birthday that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. So I only get them if I know I have something like litter that day. Like I got it before one of our live shows and I was really excited about that.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I feel like that's one of the biggest difference between here and like Toronto is that you guys have these like chains. Like,
I know.
Base gym and like you mentioned a couple other
ones. We love Dry Bar too. We have
those. Like, we just don't really.
I don't think they have that in Canada,
I guess our population, we don't have as many people to like sustain it, but
we do have literal.
You
chain.
Got all these like just it's
multiple
so
locations,
easy, right?
Everybody,
it's like going to Burger King or something. Yeah. It's so easy.
You're so right.
No,
is there a Dry Bar in Toronto?
There used to be a Dry Bar inside Nordstrom. We had Nordstrom for like a decade, and then they just left.
Oh,
so weird.
Dry Bar and Nordstrom.
Yeah.
I love Nordstrom.
Oh, I know. So what that is one thing when we come here, it's like I'm Nordstrom. Yeah. I freaking love the shopping experience at Nordstrom. I'm very sad that it's gone. What about hair color? Did you talk about that yet? I love your color.
Oh, thank you. I was bleach blonde for a really long time. This is like my natural hair, kind of what's growing in, which is actually terrifying. No, I'm happy with it. I just couldn't believe like how dark my hair was, you know what I mean? Because I was dyeing it for so long.
This is the blonde.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's like it actually worked out well. I know you guys had Haley on your podcast, but it's working out because I'm like, wait, she's kind of doing the same thing as my hair
right now.
So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, she went like total dark. I like to still add some like, I call them money pieces in the front. Yeah. Just to like, I don't feel myself because I've been blonde for so long. I don't feel like myself if I don't have some sort of brightness. But I'm happy with it, and I'm really trying to grow out my hair. Yes,
Jill read the memoir and told me apparently she's naturally black hair.
Yeah,
I heard this.
She said that. Yeah, she said
you wouldn't know.
People would be surprised to know I have like black hair at my roots, and I was like, that is shocking because you just think of her as being brunette, but like black hair is. Very surprising, or surprised me. Anyway,
I'm sure she hasn't grown it out and like done that all yet.
I don't know what's going on with her hair.
Every time
I see the videos, I'm like, oh my God, she could have the best hairstylist in the world. Just go to
your
house.
So
just
right.
do a house call.
Yes.
A house call.
Just hide the where the extensions, like to blend
the
them.
Roots.
Yep.
Yeah.
She could put a salon in her house.
100%.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah. She could have someone there full time.
Yeah. I'm Kardashians. They have like a whole thing in their house.
Yeah.
Come
the
in.
Salon.
Sorry, I interrupted. But I love it because it's almost like a natural balayage that's happening.
Yeah. Thank you. Mads does a great job.
I know. I haven't seen it this dark and so long. Like it was really blonde.
Yeah, it was like literally last year around this time I was bleach blonde. And it's not to say I won't do that again, but I'm trying to grow out my hair and like taking Nutrafol. Like I'm just doing the things for that hair health. So we're working on it.
Yeah, it is. It must be such a journey, like being known as a blonde or like that.
Yes.
Especially when you're from from Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it just would be identity crisis.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. I like see certain photos of myself. I'm like, oh my gosh. But then I am happy with my hair right now because I feel like it accentuates certain things. But then it's funny. I always joke like, it's our thing that I'm the blonde and she's the brunette. So like, okay, I can never go fully brunette because our podcast cover, like already our podcast cover right now, I'm bleach blonde. And so, you know, I have to be okay with that.
Jill was trying to tell me, she's like, okay, so how you can remember who's who? Because I didn't get to meet you in Miami.
I know.
And she's like, okay, Brooke is brunette. So yes. You've got the alliteration. And I was like, so got funny. It. So
I love really that alliteration.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, you've pretty much always been brunette. Well, you did highlights for a little in LA.
Yeah. We've all had our phases. Yeah. Like, yeah. Doing something crazy.
Yeah, but I'd say this has been your hair for the most
part. This is
part.
My natural hair. And then I just get a glaze gloss on top. And I just say darker. Actually, this time I was like, you can go a little darker. You know, it's the winter time now.
Yeah.
Is it curly?
Yeah, she's great. It's wavy, not... I crimped it on top of the wave today.
So
it has like a little, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you use?
What's the name of it?
Bondi Sands.
No, I got a new one though. Mermaid Hair.
Okay.
It's nice. I used to use the Bondi Sands one and it's good. It's a little like thicker barrel. This one's a little bit of like a thinner barrel and it's like the clamp on it's nice. That's like, I feel like it, since you're kind of like just pressing your hair with heat, you want to make sure that the clamp, I don't know.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, the hair tool thing is a whole journey because I feel like I saw you also at the Dyson Airstrait event.
Yes.
In New York. It was like a week after or 2 weeks after we had been in Miami. So had any luck with the Dyson Airstrait?
Oh, I literally use it all the time. I got her on it when we were in the Hamptons because it's just so easy that you can blow out your hair and like smooth it out at the same time.
It's just the one look, I guess. Yes. Is like the,
that's the only problem. Yeah. Then your hair is just straight.
Yeah.
So, I feel like you need a little finishing.
I go in with like a heated round brush.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think it's
amazing. Do you like it?
I like it. I don't need it though.
Oh, is your hair your natural hair?
It's kind of, my hair is straight, but it holds heat pretty well. So I can like usually style it and it kind of behaves.
Wow.
But
dream hair then.
Okay, so we're going into 2024 and you are the gals on the go. What's your dream destination
for
next year or for 2024?
Oh my gosh. Well, personal travels or the live show, we do want to come to Toronto.
Yes.
That's like on our list.
Yes.
It's like
the Toronto show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. International for us too.
Yeah. We get to go. You guys are getting tickets. Like we want to be there so bad. We just know. We like, she's been to Toronto. I've only been to other parts of Canada. Yeah. So very excited about that.
So when you are traveling, what are your best packing tips and tricks and like on the plane musts? For
this
being on the move.
I'm not one to like do my whole skincare routine on the plane. I'm like very bare
bones. I wish
I
could.
Yeah. I'm like, get me from point A to point B. Yes. I want to be like, I got my headphones. I got the AirPod Maxes, but I used to just use like the ones that go in your ear.
And
a book always my must
have. You do always have a book.
Yeah. And I'm big on like sanitizing products. I like get in my head about how dirty everything is. So I have like the Touchland hand sanitizer and like the wipes and everything. I try to do no makeup on the plane if I can. Though.
Yeah.
Something I do for packing is, you know, we love the packing cube, stuff like that. But one of my biggest things I've started doing for literally every trip, like any trip, if I'm going to my college town, if I'm going home, if we're going on a live show, I'm making a Google slide.
Yes.
I am that girl that's doing it. But it's so nice because I do a lot of, even though we live in New York, I actually do a lot of online shopping. So I feel like I have all of my orders and I can see all the photos of the clothes. So I'll just like drag and drop like, okay, this top, with these jeans. Those shoes I have in my closet, let me find a picture of them online.
Oh.
And then that way I can kind of see everything visually. And it's helped so much. Like, I'm not going to say I still don't overpack because what if you change your mind? You're not in the mood. Yeah. But it's so nice knowing like, okay, for dinner, you know, you have your dinner outfit. It's just so nice seeing everything and helps with packing.
Yeah. It's like a mood board, or not a mood board, but like a planogram. That's what we call it in the magazine.
Dave. Oh, planogram. Planogram. I'm going to start calling it that.
That's packing in outfits is like such a game changer. I never used to do this. I used to be like, here are five tops and
Same,
five bottoms.
Really?
Like,
I always do the outfit planning.
It's genius.
It's so much better.
Yeah. But I feel like maybe you guys need to do an app around this, like kind of planogram app.
Yeah. Have you seen how everybody's doing this on TikTok? They're making videos of themselves doing it where you can like, you know how on your iPhone you can like hold the picture and like drag it and then you put it in your notes app? Have you seen that?
Yeah, like you make it like a PNG.
It's so cool.
Yeah, instead of like a Google slide, it's like in your notes app and it's like your photo wearing your outfit. And so you're like, Monday, I'm wearing this. Tuesday, it's like little mini.
You could even cut out the background, Jill. When we go to Paris next week, we can be like, here's a picture of me at the opera wearing the outfit.
Yeah,
like that's a little morning croissant.
That's
like,
a little nice.
Then we need to bring in a really hot, handsome man
who's
like
right
holding a diamond ring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, wait, that's so funny.
So before we let you go, we need to know what is on your top shelf beauty-wise, like for skin, hair, makeup. favorite products of 2023.
Love.
Amazing.
Give us your top picks.
Recently, I've been so into the Sulwhasoo products just in general, but yep. The First Care Activating Serum, I put it on like morning and night, like before I do anything else, and it makes my products absorb better, I swear. Like, I think that it's that. Like, yes. Just me. I never used to be like a serum girly. I was very like, once again, I'm acne prone, so I try to keep my routine like pretty simple, but I feel like this helps.
Yeah, and you've got to keep that hydration going, right?
Right, totally.
Yeah, yeah. I love K-Beauty, like all of K-Beauty and Japanese Absolutely. Beauty, I love.
Obsessed.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on our show when we do our swap.
No, so, they're on our show right now.
I mean, we're going to talk about that
when you come
we're
on our show.
We're going to talk about that on your show.
Yeah, can't wait.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, what
other
else?
Other products, I always love the Glow Recipe Watermelon Dew Drops. I mean, that's like more like base for makeup that I use. But if I'm not wearing makeup that day, I feel like that's like, I'm going out with the skin looking pretty good because it gives that like glow to the skin. What else am I liking?
What about makeup?
Oh, makeup. That's a good question. Fenty Beauty. Eyeshadow sticks.
Oh,
they came out with these eyeshadow sticks. I love like a one step. Streamline the routine.
Same.
Yes. And they have the matte ones are so nice.
Oh my God. We were just talking about this at the airport.
Really?
I was like, I feel like, so I'm addicted to some right now as well that I can't talk about them officially right yet.
Ooh.
But that's what I was telling Jill is that they're matte and I'm obsessed because those crayon pencils typically are so metallic and shimmery. Yeah. And I'm like, get out of here.
Totally.
I need to try this.
No, they're great. They've really nice shades.
I need to call these in. Okay. I've been influenced. I've been influenced.
Great.
No. I feel like Fenty products also like they last. You put them on, you're like heavy duty.
Yeah.
So they're a nice like base. I use them sometimes like with like the Makeup by Mario like matte palette on top or sometimes I'll just do them on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
In your eyes? Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Really good. What about a product you're de-influencing for 2023?
Oh my.
You were like, I tried this. This is terrible.
Oh my gosh. I'm honestly out on RM Beauty.
Oh,
I like tried a bunch of their stuff and I was like really disappointed.
Yeah.
The foundation, I was disappointed. And the, what else did I try? The gloss. Was it that? I think one day we went to record and I was like, this is the worst lip gloss I've used in my entire life. It was like water. Yeah.
Oh,
it made my lips
dear.
Like more dry because it was just.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I feel like she has the resources to make it so good. So I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. We still love you, Ari.
I love her. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
we'll still have you on our show.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
I'm like so into skin prep right now because I feel like it makes your makeup look so good.
Yeah.
So I'm big into a vitamin C serum right now. I'm using a Burt's Bees vitamin C serum. And then a big game changer for me, and I started to get acne again. And I was like, no, we're not doing this. Like, because I was on Accutane. I did all the things. Like, no, I was getting triggered. So I started reusing my Skin Fix barrier cream.
Oh, yeah.
Like barrier cream in general, like the Rode barrier cream, just a sort of barrier cream. Really helps because I learned that like when you are protecting your barrier, then your skin isn't breaking out, aka pimples. And that was a huge breakthrough for me. Yeah.
Breaking beauty.
Yeah. Breaking beauty.
Yes. So I love it. I love it.
In the morning, like my little like gym skincare routine, because I don't want to like just go out into the open like without anything on my skin. I'll do the vitamin C serum, barrier cream. And then if I'm feeling it, which I know I should be doing every day, SPF, but it doesn't always happen for me. And then for makeup, what is like really? Oh, I started using brown eyeliner. I just like never really been an eyeliner girly. Yeah. And I've been loving using, it's a Lancome like liquid, like felt tip, a brown eyeliner. And I think it really helps. Like I have brown eyes and I think it really brings something out. Yeah. Also brown mascara. A makeup artist recently used it on me. And I'm going to go buy some.
Yeah.
Because it looks more natural.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, because you mentioned doing glam or having your glam done, if there's any product that you got turned on to from a makeup artist.
Oh, like everything.
Yeah.
Like literally everything. The Prism Libre powder from
Givenchy. Yes.
They always bake with that.
Mm-hmm. Valentino brow pencil. It's like
interesting.
There's like a felt tip on one side and the other side. It's like a crayon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, or was it, what is it on the other side?
It's the spoolie. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, I'm wearing it right now. The Pat McGrath lip glosses are absolutely incredible. This one's called Flesh Fantasy. Our friend Kat had recommended it to me. Lots of like lip liners. Like I didn't ever really use lip liner until I got my makeup done. And I was like, whoa, this changes everything.
Yeah.
We both love, well, actually I'm saying that, but maybe not the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. Yeah.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Also for like everyday wear, Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation. Yeah. Like just like little things like that.
Yeah. Those are both classics.
I love talking about this stuff.
This is so fun, girly chat.
I know. Do either of you do the self tanner?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you use? What's
today's
the
my
best?
Scrub off day, so I'm completely no self tanner.
I like had to like bronze to match because we use Isle of Paradise or Tan Lux, I guess, drops on the face.
Yeah.
Then you mix it in with your moisturizer. On the body, I love the Bondi Sands 1 Hour Express Foam.
Okay.
very good.
I've heard that, but that's really, really good.
I like it. And 1 hour express, I mean, like, you can't beat it.
And are you fragrance girlies?
Yes.
What's like, your signature?
Yeah. I know we both like Baccarat Rouge.
I'm recently into anything with, like, I'm really liking this Jo Malone Myrrh and Tonka. It's like a cologne intense, but I'm like into that masculine amber oud patchouli vibe. Yes. Like,
she's so into scents. You just don't. I just got
we'll walk into a room and I'm like, Brooke, do you smell it? She's like, no. Like, I'm like picking up notes of sandalwood out there.
Yeah. And you're like, nice. Hint of amber over there.
Yeah.
So, what are each of you personally excited about for 2024?
For Gals in the Go in general, we're just trying to, I'm sure you guys do, like, creating more brand awareness for Gals in the Go. We would love to do like a co-brand. Like, we did a collaboration with Brooklyn, and which was exciting, but like, we've always wanted to do something like that. And then just traveling more for tour.
Right. What would be your dream beauty collaboration? Let's put it in the universe.
Beauty.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question.
Well, we love Rare Beauty.
I know.
That would be fun.
I always say, I'm like, dreaming big, but it's not, I guess. You know, yeah. Like, with like a massive.
I feel like you guys would do, you should do like an away collab. That would be so
cool. Yeah. We like Base. We love Base. Like something like that. That's what we tell our agents all the time. We want to do a collaboration with a suitcase brand. Like,
we're doing next week our first like branded shoot. It's not like our collaboration, but we're like the models, like the face of it. Basically, so I guess by the time this comes out, like, that's happening.
Yeah,
but we're doing like we haven't done that together.
Yeah,
for like a company, basically.
Oh. Yeah,
you know,
so that's like, where are we at?
It's, I think,
with,
so.
Yeah, it's with Juicy Couture.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes. So that's why the nails are red too.
Yeah. They like gave us a mood board for the nails.
I love that. Fun.
But,
that's more stuff like that. That's the direction.
Yeah.
We want to elevate the brand a little bit more. Like, we do merchandise for our show.
Yeah.
And we wanted to kind of elevate the merch a little bit. So if you listen to the podcast, great. But also if you don't, maybe you just want the sweatshirt or the hat or the poster.
I love that vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Final one. What's the secret NYC destination that you've been gatekeeping right up until now?
Well, I had one, but now everyone goes, including Taylor Swift, which is Emilio's Bolaño.
Oh my God.
I swear I went there like 4 years ago and I loved it because they don't take reservations, but it was not a problem because not as many people knew about it.
Yeah.
And now Taylor Swift goes. So I can't even imagine the line.
Yeah.
So that would have been my answer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's also on the map now, but there's this great bar. It's called Double Chicken Please. And in the front, it's like a fried chicken shop. And then the back is like a bar where the cocktails are like the craziest things you've ever heard of.
Nice.
And it's just so hard to get into now because it's like a smaller place. Yeah. And it's definitely on the map. But
I didn't know about it when you went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it used to be underground. Now it's so hard to get a reservation.
Love a speakeasy.
It's a really cool New York City spot if you can get it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brooke. Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for spending time with us. Yes. And we'll see you on your show.
Yes. Go check it out.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.